This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. The filing of nominations for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections, along with assembly polls in two northeastern states, will end this evening. In Bihar, for the first phase, the last date for filing of papers for parliamentary elections is tomorrow. 102 Lok Sabha seats in 17 states and 4 union territories, along with 32 assembly constituencies in Sikkim and 60-member house of Arunachal Pradesh, will go to polls on the 19th of next month. Among states going to polls in a single phase for the Lok Sabha polls are Tamil Nadu, Arunachal Pradesh, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland, Sikkim, Lakshadweep, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, and Puducherry. The scrutiny of nominations will take place tomorrow. The last day for the withdrawal of candidatures is Saturday. In Bihar, the scrutiny of nominations will be done on the 30th of this month, and the last date for withdrawal of candidature is the 2nd of next month. However, voting will be held on the 19th of April in Bihar. Several prominent candidates across the country are filing their nominations for the first phase of Lok Sabha polls on the last day today. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Nitin Gadkari filed his papers for Nagpur Lok Sabha constituency in Maharashtra today. Aam Aadmi Party MP from Jalandhar, Sushil Kumar Rinku, and party's MLA Sheetal Angural joined BJP at party headquarters in New Delhi today. They joined the BJP in the presence of party General Secretary Vinod Tavre. The Press Information Bureau has started a microsite, pib.gov.in/elect2024/index.aspx, having several features as one-stop facilitation portal for media persons reporting for the general elections. The portal has characteristics like a digital flipbook, which encompasses various interesting analytics and data-rich features. The media persons can utilize this information for writing their articles. Useful links are provided through which the journalists can navigate to relevant parts of the Election Commission website. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge today criticized the Modi government on the issue of unemployment. In a social media post quoting the International Labour Organization's report, Mr. Kharge said 83% of jobless Indians are youth and only 17.5% of youth in rural areas are engaged in regular work. Meanwhile, the Congress also came down heavily on BJP for allowing Manu Baron Janardhan Reddy to rejoin the party. In a media briefing, party leader Pawan Khera alleged that the BJP is saving Janardhan Reddy as 20 cases are pending against him. India today lodged a strong protest over the remarks made by the spokesperson of the U.S. State Department on Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's arrest. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said, India takes strong objection to the remarks of the spokesperson of the U.S. State Department about certain legal proceedings in the country. It said states are expected to be respectful of the sovereignty and internal affairs of others in diplomacy. The ministry said, this responsibility is even more so in the case of fellow democracies, and it could otherwise end up setting unhealthy precedents. The External Affairs Ministry stressed that the country's legal processes are based on an independent judiciary which is committed to objective and timely outcomes. It said casting aspersions on that is unwarranted. Meanwhile, India today summoned the acting deputy chief of mission of the U.S. Embassy in New Delhi over remarks made by the U.S. on Kejriwal's arrest. Union Minister and BJP leader Anurag Thakur has said that by abrogating Article 370 and 35A, the Narendra Modi government has opened the path of development in Jammu and Kashmir. Mr. Thakur was talking to media at Jhajjar Kotli in Jammu today. He said Jammu and Kashmir has seen tremendous development in every field during the last 10 years of NDA rule. Mr. Thakur said that with the improvement in overall law and order situation in Jammu and Kashmir, the need for armed forces and special forces have decreased. In Chhattisgarh, 6 Maoists, including 2 female rebels, were killed in a gun battle with security forces in the tribal Bastar division today. A joint team of CRPF, Cobra Battalion and District Reserve Guard was on a search operation in the jungles of Basagura area of Bijapur district when the gunfight ensued near Chupur Bhatti. Large number of arms and ammunition were also recovered from the spot. At an IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Mumbai Indians in Hyderabad this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Both the teams are aiming for their first victory in the tournament. Yesterday, reigning champions Chennai Super Kings defeated Gujarat Titans by 63 runs in Chennai, chasing a target of 207. Gujarat were all out for 143 for 8 in the stipulated 20 overs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.